it's pretty clear now that our fight with COVID has ended, insofar as we're either just going to give in or we are going to live with COVID. And I think the things which have made that happen. So we're going to see a reduction pretty soon of isolation from 10 days, came down to 7, will come down to 5. Soon, I think it'll be nothing. I think there are moves to get rid of the perpetual mask wearing in schools. People are, the government certainly seems to have it in mind that this is the way we are going. And what's led to that? I think it did two things. Firstly, the simple fact that the Omicron variant is less damaging to individuals than a cold, you know? Because I know people who've had colds and coughs and have tested negative, and I know people who've tested positive for Omicron, and the people with ordinary colds and coughs have had a much worse time of it. It is an incredibly mild illness. And then along with that is the fact that back in December, we were being warned by the modelers, the medical people, that this was going to be a catastrophe, the worst challenge we'd faced, that there were going to be 2,000 hospitalizations a day and people dying all over the place. It could not possibly have been more wrong. The medics could not have been more wrong.